3 years ago, an unknown Canadian singer named Carly Rae Jepsen became the voice of summer. So call me maybe. Hey, I just met you. This is crazy. But here's my number. So call me maybe. Call Me Maybe was the earworm to end all earworms. Pure pop music distilled. Now Carly Rae Jepsen has a new album called Emotion. It's still filled with pop anthems about love and longing, but as you dig deeper into the album, there are surprises. Give me love, 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 give me touch. The songs wind through some slinky, moody, unexpected places. Give me love, give me love, give me love, give me love. Carly Rae Jepsen joins us now from NPR West to discuss her latest project. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
I think you probably know better than anyone what makes the perfect pop song. Your first single off this album is really, really, really catchy. Yeah! When you write a song like that and you think, yes, this is pop perfection, do you think, hooray, I might have another Call Me Maybe on my hands? Or do you think, oh no, I might have another Call Me Maybe on my hands?
That's a good question. I can remember when everyone was getting excited about that song, feeling a little frightened, for sure. I didn't want to make another Call Me Maybe. I was very grateful for that experience, but I was really excited to kind of just make some new music and show some other colors of what I like to do as a writer. But I was getting a lot of phone calls late at night from my manager saying, this song, and it did give me chills at first because I wasn't sure if I was ready for that again. Who gave you eyes like that? Said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something.
But this album is not all pop. There are also kind of moody, slow jams. There are things that sound nothing like a Carly Rae Jepsen that we've heard before. For example, one track that I keep going back to is Favorite Color. Let's listen to a bit of it. Hold on now. This is getting kind of serious. This is getting kind of out of control. What does a song like this let you express that an upbeat poppy number might not?
This song to me was just my feeling of love, actually. I was very in love when I wrote this song, and I felt myself almost fading into my partner, and I felt like we kind of blended into each other. That sounds strange, doesn't it? But it's the best way I can explain it. I think that the production was so key because it has the sweetness, but it also has, the intimacy. I don't know how they caught that, but it's really kudos to them for that.
You worked with a lot of different collaborators and producers on this album. Earlier this week, I spoke to the producer Diplo, who said when vocalists come to him, they want to sound like the future. So when you went to the producers and collaborators you worked on this album, what did you tell them you wanted to sound like?
You know, there wasn't so much that discussion. I think in pursuit of figuring out what I wanted this album to be, I really did so many different collaborations. I probably wrote over 200 songs.
You're kidding. And 200?
Yeah, no, it's true. It's a sad tale.
That's incredible productivity.
Well, I think there'd been a bit of a tug of war going on in my own mind of really having that desire to rebel away from what I'd done before, but also not wanting to stray too far. And I love pop music. I wanted to make a pop album, but I wanted to kind of blur the lines of what that needed to be. When I discovered this era of 80s pop that was emotional and at the same time hooky, it just triggered everything good in me. I just knew that this is what I wanted to make. And that excitement kind of propelled the next few months. And then it was really quick, but it took me a while to land on that direction.
You say you love pop music. I love pop music. I feel like there are people in the world, perhaps even in the world of public radio, who think pop music is an art form that people need to apologize for. Do you ever feel like you have to defend your love of pop?
No, I've been asked in interviews, actually, like, what is your guilty pleasure? What do you listen to that you wish no one else would know about? And I always think that's such a strange thing, because if it gives me pleasure, I'm never going to feel guilty for it. I love pop music. I can remember, actually, growing up in a household that was very folk-based with what we listened to. It was all James Taylor, Joni Mitchell, Leonard Cohen. And don't get me wrong, I love those artists to this day, but something happened to me when I heard the Spice Girls, and I just haven't been... It changed me. And
you haven't been the same since.
I haven't been the same since, no. You're stuck in my head, stuck in my heart, stuck in my body, body. I wanna go, get out of here, I'm sick of the party, party. I run away with you. Ooh.
It seems safe to say people know your music more than they know you. A lot of pop stars today define their brand through Instagram, through Facebook, for Twitter. You're not as active there. Is that a conscious decision?
I don't know if it's conscious so much as just a comfort thing. I find that I am very attracted to aspects of this career. Getting to make music for a living is like a dream. I can't picture anything better. But the other stuff that comes along with the idea of celebrity, there's moments I can handle it, and there's other moments that I really desire privacy, and I find that I shy away.
Do you think there are drawbacks to the effort it takes to preserve a part of yourself and say, no, I'm not going to share 100% with the world. I'm not going to get devoured by my fans and my audience.
Well, my belief is that it would be more exhausting to be constantly sharing every aspect. I think that privacy is really key, for me at least. And I think it's probably different for every person, what their comfort level is with that. But I think there's something to Sia's way of putting music out and wearing the wig full time. I get it in some way. I mean, I'm not there yet, but I understand it, and I sympathize.
Well, Carly Rae Jepsen, congratulations on your latest album, Emotion, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Ooh, 'cause you-